guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Well, it is surely no exaggeration to say that the Ford Mustang is an American cultural icon. It was a Mustang Fastback GT, after all, which Steve McQueen drove through the streets of San Francisco during that car chase scene in the 1968 film Bullet. Accelerate forward to today, and Ford is trying to revive the Mustang for the 21st century. The design is being revamped, and for the first time, Ford will sell the Mustang in Europe and Asia. Jack Ricks, news editor of the British car magazine Auto Express, told me how the Mustang has proved influential down the years.
It holds a pretty unique status, I'd say, in that it's probably the best known car in Britain and in Europe that's actually never officially been sold here. It's obviously had its place in pop culture, but it's been in production continuously for 50 years. They've sold just over 9 million of these since 1964. So, I mean, this is a car that's been around for a long, long time in continuous production. Why has it become so iconic? Well, we often say this about American cars, but it's sort of a symbol for freedom, for the open road, and a car that Americans could call their own. But from now on, the whole world can call it their own as well.
Well, what about this revamp then? You've been to Detroit, you've seen the car, the new design, you've sat in it. Is it going to look radically different?
It is an all-new car. Let's say that from the beginning. It's a clean sheet design, completely new exterior. The dimensions are actually quite similar to the fifth generation car that it replaces.
Is it less of a muscle car then? I mean, has it come into the 21st century in that respect, or is it still?
I think it's still a muscle car. When you see it in America, they see it as more of an out and out sports car. When you see it in Europe, it's actually quite a big car. So this isn't going to be competing head on with proper sports coupes like the Porsche 911. This is more of a big relaxing cruiser that has some performance under the bonnet as well.
And it's going to be sold for the first time officially in Europe and Asia. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ford's eyes firmly fixed on the Chinese market. Do you think Chinese motorists will go for the Mustang?
Well, I have to say, China is, it's a difficult market to predict. Their tastes are changing all the time. I think one thing that we said is that the Chinese love Western icons. So something like the Mustang, you can be sure they know all about it already. The other thing about China, there's a lot of young people with a lot of money. So a car like this, which is predicted to cost from